पिछले हफ्ते हम सब ने 8 मार्च को इंटरनेशनल वेमेंस डे मनाया और इसी ओकेजन पे लास्ट वीक के प्रोग्राम पे वी वर इन कॉन्वर्सेशन विद आनंदिता भसीन, जो कि फिल्मों के बारे में पढ़ाई भी कर रही हैं और फिल्मों के बारे में एक डिफरेंट प्रस्पेक्टिव हमसे डिस्कस कर रही हैं. बिकॉज द ओकेजन वॉज इंटरनेशनल वेमेंस डे, सो वी वर टॉकिंग अबाउट कि हमारी फिल्मों में, डिफरेंट मूवीज़ में जो एक महिला किरदार है वो किन किन शेड्स में, किन किन आस्पेक्ट्स के साथ उनको फिल्माया गया है, दिखाया गया है. और हमने पिछले कार्यक्रम में बातें की थी फिल्म्स लाइक गाइड, मदर इंडिया और साहब बीबी और गुलाम, मिस्टर एंड मिसेस 55. उसी कॉन्वर्सेशन को जारी रखते हुए अब इस पार्ट में, आज के प्रोग्राम में हम बातें करेंगे कुछ और मूवीज और सुनेंगे कुछ और डिफरेंट पर्सपेक्टिव अबाउट दोज वुमेन कैरेक्टर्स फ्रॉम आनंदिता. सो चलिए, विदाउट एनी फर्दर एडू, लेट मी प्ले द फर्स्ट सॉन्ग विच आनंदिता पिक फॉर अस एंड फिर बातों का सिलसिला आगे बढ़ाएंगे. चलिए सुनते हैं. वॉट अ सॉन्ग टू स्टार्ट द प्रोग्राम, ऐ जिंदगी गले लगा ले. ये था फिल्म सदमा से, बोल लिखे थे गुलजार ने, संगीत था इलाय राजा का और आवाज़ थी सुरेश वाडेकर की. पर्दे पर इस गीत को गा रहे थे कमल हासन. सो आनंदिता, जहाँ तक मुझे पता है अभी हम लोग सदमा की बात तो नहीं करने जा रहे, तो इस गाने से कार्यक्रम की शुरुआत करने का कोई खास कारण?
That innocence, that flower like innocence that a woman has, you know, and and perhaps, you know, that come and embrace me, life come and embrace me, is how, you know, we are embracing life through that song, right? As in the gale laga le. So why not?
Why not? बिल्कुल सही. लास्ट वीक हमने जहाँ अपना प्रोग्राम रोका था वहाँ हम बात कर रहे थे, हमने लास्ट बात की थी साहब बीबी और गुलाम की. तो
गुलाम, the next film that loosely I remember is, so another actress that I can immediately think who has played very very important women characters, perhaps is Sharmila Tagore, you know, and chahe wo unki pehli film thi Kashmir ki Kali ya uske baad An Evening in Paris aayi, Aradhana aayi, Amar Prem aayi, you know, she's played those very, again, very very empowered and emancipated women in all those films. So first I'll talk about Aradhana. Why I picked Aradhana again is perhaps, you know, jaise main keh rahi thi, even Sai Bibi Gulam mein bhi, Meena Kumari's character was very, very strong. You know, she was strong enough, strong in other sense, you know, strong in the terms. She gives her all up for the love of her husband, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She gives it away. She sacrifices right. herself for the love of
she
her
did. Husband.
Mm-hmm. Similarly, Aradhana mein bhi jo Sharmila Tagore ka character hai, you know, Vandana, she's called Vandana in the film. She basically, usne apna sab kuch nyachhawar kar diya, you know, she's given up on everything for the love of her son here. Because Rajesh Khanna plays the husband as well as the son, right?
As well as, yes.
So, अपने हस्बैंड तो पहले ही वाज इन इंडियन एयरफोर्स, शी लूजेस हर हस्बैंड वेरी, यू नो, वेरी अर्ली.
पर आई डोंट थिंक कि उनकी शादी भी हुई थी. शी गॉट प्रेग्नेंट, शी दे वर अबाउट टू गेट मैरिड, सो शी गॉट प्रेग्नेंट एंड ही डाइड, राइट? सम एयरफोर्स एक्सरसाइज एंड ही डाइड.
यस, एब्सोल्युटली. सो शी वाज नॉट इवन मैरिड एंड शी बिकेम अ चाइल्ड ऑफ द सन राजेश खन्ना एंड एवरीथिंग,
राइट?
And then, you know, she's like, has to take care of the child and everything. And wo apna sab kuch us bacche pe nichhawar kar deti hai. No, usko initially, if you see, she wants to put him for adoption. And because legally uska bacha nahi hai, right? She has to legally adopt him. To wo pehle adoption pe rakhti hai, usko adopt karti hai. But then she is, you know, forced to give it away to a childless couple and everything. And then finally she accepts the responsibility of being his nanny. So ek maa hoke bhi usne apne bacche ke nanny ka kaam kar diya.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how she meets her, you know, son and everything. And then uske beech mein ye bhi dikhate hain jo iska bhai hota hai, matlab the other actress, Anita Guha, I think, played that. So Anita Guha के जो भाई का रोल किया है, he comes and he tries to, be forceful towards Aradhana and everything, but she वो डटी रहती है उनके अपने बेटे के प्यार के लिए, she stays and she stays through. So again, it's a very different kind of role, but very strong role. मतलब जिसने अपना सब कुछ अपने बेटे के नाम कर दिया, यहाँ तक कि बेटे को भी अलग कर दिया, just because she has to perhaps give it all to the person she loves the most. That's her son.
That's
And
interesting
beautiful songs again.
perspective.
And then again, beautiful songs, especially the the lori that she sings, Chanda Hai Tu, Mera Suraj Hai Tu.
Okay,
I love that song.
so
Can you play
let's,
that song for me?
yes, absolutely. चंदा है तू मेरा सूरज है तू, ओ हम में से न जाने कितने लोगों ने इस गाने को अपने बच्चों को खिलाते समय, बाहों में झुलाते समय, सुलाते वक्त गुनगुनाया होगा। ये था 1969 की फिल्म आराधना से, इसमें बोल लिखे थे आनंद बख्शी ने, संगीत था SD बर्मन का और पर्दे पर थी शर्मिला टैगोर, गाने में आवाज़ थी लता मंगेशकर की। तो आनंदिता आप?
Perhaps talking about Aradhana. चलते 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 चलते
यही
कोई
कोई मिल गया
मिल
था। हम समझ गए
गया
आप पाकीज़ा की बात करने जा रही हैं।
बिल्कुल
बताएं।
बिकॉज दैट फिल्म आउट राइट सेंटर टॉप बॉटम जहां से भी देखो इट्स मीना कुमारी एंड मीना कुमारी एंड मीना कुमारी. आई थिंक
एब्सोल्युटली
द वे शी हैज पोर्ट्रेड द रोल ऑफ बोथ द मदर एंड द डॉटर. वी टॉक्ट अबाउट आराधना वेयर राजेश खन्ना प्लेड द फादर एंड सन, बट दैट उतना पावरफुल नहीं था जितना परहैप्स पाकिजा में मीना कुमारी साहिबा ने किया. व्हेन वी टॉक अबाउट बोथ द रोल्स प्लेड बाय मीना कुमारी जी, चाहे वो उसकी माँ का रोल हो जो नरगिस उनका नाम होता है फिल्म में, या फिर साहेबजान विच इज दी डॉटर. यस, तो दोनों की लाइफ में इफ यू रिमेम्बर नरगिस हैड अ लवर इन अशोक कुमार कैरेक्टर विच इज
अशोक
शाहबुद्दीन. अगेन शी इज द वाइफ, शी नोज हर बाउंड्रीज. तो व्हेन अशोक कुमार टेक्स हर कि तुम्हें शादी करके ले जाना चाहता हूँ, द फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन शी आस्क्स इज विल आई बी एक्सेप्टेड,
राइट
एंड ही एश्योर्स हर कि यू विल बी एक्सेप्टेड, डोंट वरी आई विल टेक केयर ऑफ यू. बट परहैप्स द मेन कैरेक्टर बोथ राजकुमार एंड अशोक कुमार, बोथ द लवर इंटरेस्ट ऑफ बोथ द जेनरेशन, दे आर समवन हू सकम्ब टू द सोसाइटी एंड द वुमन टेक्स हर ओन डिसीजन. इफ यू
ट्रू
सी पाकिजा दैट वे, एट द सेम टाइम राजकुमार हिज नेफ्यू अशोक कुमार जी इज नेफ्यू ऑल्सो फॉल्स इन लव विद द डॉटर मीना कुमारी विच इज साहिबजान एंड ही इज कॉल्ड आई थिंक इफ आई सलीम, ही इज कॉल्ड सलीम.
सलीम
या अब टॉकिंग अबाउट दे बोथ हैड टू मैन इन द लाइव हु वॉन्टेड टू गिव देम रिकोगशन इन सम प्लेसेस, एंड कहीं ना कहीं दोनों फेल कर जाते हैं कहीं ना कहीं, बिकॉज राजकुमार स्टिल समहाउ मैनेजेस टू परहैप्स सक्सीड टुवर्ड्स द एंड, बट अशोक कुमार जब अपने पिताजी के सामने आते हैं और कहते हैं कि मैं इससे शादी करना चाहता हूँ, सप्रू साहब का फर्स्ट रिएक्शन इज ये तवाइफ मेरे घर की बहू नहीं बन सकती. एंड दैट इज द टाइम यू सी नरगिस वॉज लाइक सॉरी आई कॉन्ट स्टे हियर एनी मोर बिकॉज यहाँ मेरी इज्जत की बात हो रही है और मेरी इज्जत को उछाला जा रहा है. In a very small graveyard, not even goes to a proper, goes back. Like she can't even go back to her own, place, kotha or whatever, because वहाँ पे भी उसको अपनाया नहीं जाएगा ना, because she's trying to come into the mainstream.
Right.
She takes refuge in a graveyard, and another very important woman role that I can think is Veena ji, who plays the mother Nargis, like Nargis's sister. गौहर गौहर जान नवाब जान और समथिंग और नेम इज नवाब जान है. जब वो छोटी सी साहिबजान को अपनी गोदी में लेके आ जाती है एंड अशोक कुमार गेट्स टू नो दैट ही हैज अ डॉटर एंड ही कम्स टू विजिट साहिबजान, तो मीना जी कहती हैं कि अब क्यों आए हो, जब तुम्हारी तुम्हारी मोहब्बत का तमाशा बन रहा था या
तब
तुम्हारी
कहाँ थे
मोहब्बत
तुम?
तरफ 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 कहाँ थे तुम, एंड ही सेज मुझे पता ही नहीं था, इज लाइक बट सॉरी मतलब दिस इज नॉट डन, मतलब जब खिलवाड़
तुमने
करना है
पता
खिलवाड़ कर
करने की
लिया
भी कोशिश नहीं की,
तुमने
ये समथिंग लाइक दैट राइट? हाँ
एग्जैक्टली यस, तुमने कोशिश भी नहीं की, लाइक जब पता चला बेटी है तब दौड़े दौड़े चले आए, इट्स मोर लाइक एन एसेट नाउ, यू कांट डू दैट परहैप्स, एंड देन साहिबजान ग्रोज इमीडिएटली इंटरेस्टिंगली, एंड देन शी आल्सो फॉल्स इन लव इनिशियली विद द एसेंस ऑफ राजकुमार बिकॉज उन्होंने राजकुमार को देखा था ना, उनको सुना था, बस उन्होंने जूते पहनाए थे और उन्होंने बस एक डायलॉग बोला था कि ये पांव
राइट
जमीन पे मत उतारिएगा
जी
मैले
जी
हो
जी
जाएंगे, तो वो एसेंस ही उसको प्यार था, एंड दैट फॉर दैट एसेंस शी केप्ट ऑन वेटिंग फॉर हर लवर टू कम, एंड दैट्स वेयर द सॉन्ग चलते चलते यूं ही कोई मिल गया था
मिल
कम
गया
थिंग।
था।
आई थिंक पाकिजा में गानों ने इतना ज्यादा वो स्टोरी टेलिंग इज थ्रू द सॉन्ग्स इज टू मच, मतलब एक एक गाना इतना ग्रिपिंग और इतना, आई थिंक मीना कुमारी का कैरेक्टर भी फॉर दैट मैटर इतना शेपअप कर देता है हर गाना, चाहे इन्हीं लोगों ने ले लिया दुपट्टा मेरा हो या फिर जो मैंने बोला अभी चलते चलते हो, चाहे बाद में वो ठारे रही हो गाती है फॉर
What a
एब्सोल्युटली
wonderful description of two another female strong characters from Pakiza.
एक्चुअली थ्री बट टू वेरी
Three.
वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग, वीना जी को हम भूल नहीं सकते क्योंकि शी इज सीरियसली अनदर
Right.
वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग कैरेक्टर इन द फिल्म, एंड आई थिंक मीना कुमारी की जब हम बात करते हैं ना, पाकिजा ऐसी फिल्म है जो मीना कुमारी की लाइफ से भी बहुत मिलती जुलती है,
Is it?
कमल आमरोही साहब के साथ उनकी दे गॉट मैरिड देन दे सेपरेटेड देन अगेन दे गॉट मैरिड दे अगेन गॉट सेपरेटेड एंड फाइनली मतलब शी हैड अ वेरी इम्पॉवरिश्ड लाइफ टुवर्ड्स द एंड ऑफ अ लाइफ।
ये तो हुई पाकीज़ा की बातें, अब आपको सुनवाते हैं इस फिल्म से मीना कुमारी जी पे फिल्माया हुआ ये गाना, एंड देन वी कम बैक एंड टॉक मोर। गाना था 1972 की फिल्म पाकीज़ा से, और उसके सारे सुपरहिट गानों में से जो हमने अभी सुना, इन्हीं लोगों ने ले ली ना दुपट्टा मेरा, ये बेस था राग यमन ख्याल पर। इसके बोल लिखे थे मजरू सुल्तानपुरी ने, इसका संगीत दिया था गुलाम मोहम्मद जी ने, और आवाज़ थी लता मंगेशकर की। पर्दे पर फिल्माया गया था मीना कुमारी पर। तो चलिए अब बातों का सिलसिला आगे बढ़ाते हैं ऑन टू आर नेक्स्ट मूवी।
तो आप लोगों ने इतना प्यारा गीत सुना 1972 की फिल्म पाकीज़ा से, बट आई थिंक व्हेन वी टॉक अबाउट 1972, नॉट वेरी फार इज 1975 व्हेन द इमरजेंसी वाज लॉन्च इन इंडिया एंड इंडिया वाज गोइंग थ्रू अ वेरी बिग पॉलिटिकल टर्मोइल, अगर आप सब जानते हैं जो आप इंडिया का थोड़ा भी पॉलिटिकल हिस्ट्री फॉलो करते हैं। June 1975, we had our first emergency declared in across India. A lot of films were getting banned, a lot of films were, getting recognized. But एक film जो शायद इन आंधियों के बीच में आंधी बन के खड़ा रह गया, is the film आंधी, beautifully directed by Gulzar
Oh
साहब
yes.
and Suchitra Sen. As a lot of people, speculate कि it's based on Indira Gandhi's life. A lot of people say it's based on our Chief Minister. बिहार की चीफ मिनिस्टर या उड़ीसा की चीफ मिनिस्टर थी वो, उनके लाइफ पे बेस्ड है। देयर आर लॉट ऑफ स्पेकुलेशंस, बट इंदिरा गांधी देन बैंड द फिल्म बिकॉज शी थॉट इट वाज बेस्ड ऑन हर लाइफ। द कैरेक्टर सुचित्रा सेन प्लेड कॉल्ड आरती देवी वाज अ श्रूड पॉलिटिशियन हु अपेरेंटली गोज एज फार एज लीविंग हर हस्बैंड एंड हर किड एंड देन स्टार्टिंग हर ओन एम्बिशन एंड टेकिंग केयर ऑफ हर ओन एम्बिशन एज अ पॉलिटिशियन। That's what Andhi is about.
So,
Ab Andhi, many, yeah. Why
go
I
ahead.
chose Andhi? Why I
Right.
chose Andhi is because you know we just saw a film like Pakiza where you know you have a woman who perhaps loves too deeply, right? पाकीज़ा का कैरेक्टर, साहिबजान का कैरेक्टर बोलिए, या उनकी माँ का जो किरदार निभाया मीना कुमारी ने, और नरगिस जो कैरेक्टर था,
जी
दोनों अपने प्यार के लिए कुर्बान हो गई या प्यार को कुर्बान कर दिया. प्यार इज लाइक यू नो देयर सेंट्रल थीम. ऑन द अदर
एग्जैक्टली
हैंड, आंधी इज अ फिल्म वेयर एम्बिशन टेक्स ओवर एनीथिंग. सो यू सी यू नो सुचित्रा सेन और आरती देवी,
राइट
इवन लीविंग हर हस्बैंड जे के, प्लेड ब्यूटिफुल अगेन यू नो आई थिंक सपोर्टेड
संजीव
ब्यूटिफुली बाय संजीव कुमार जी.
यस
एंड ऑफ कोर्स यू नो गुलजार नोज हाउ टू राइट हिज फिल्म्स परहैप्स बिकॉज इट्स अ वेरी केयरफुली नीश्ड एंड कार्व्ड आउट कैरेक्टर. ही इज अ होटेलियर एंड ही इज अ फादर. So he chooses his career as such so that he can take care of his daughter. And whereas Aarti Devi is a character who wants to go ahead with her ambition of being the Prime Minister of the country, who is a politician and you know. So Andy bought it's a standing out film, you know, because when you think of women characters, Andy is there, you know, because by the time you realize that ambition is something in a woman's life. And a woman's life is just not restricted to, you know, a Rosie's character. Rosie's character is more or less, as we discussed, if you remember, it's a dilemma. But by 1975, you know, 65 to 75 is a decade. By 75, the women have now known and they have recognized that we have desires, we have ambitions, and we can go ahead with our ambition. Perhaps that's how Andhi is a very transitional change. And beautiful songs, R.D. Burman's music, oh God.
Which one is your favorite? मेरा तो पूरा एल्बम फेवरेट है. आंधी इज वन ऑफ माय
एग्जैक्टली.
फेवरेट
माई फेवरेट इज परहैप्स इस मोड़ से जाते हैं, कुछ सुस्त
एल्बम.
कदम रहे हैं, कुछ तेज
कुछ तेज
कदम
कदम
रहे हैं.
रास्ते एक राह तो वो होगी तुम तक जो पहुंचती है इस मोड़ से जाती है. दीज आर माई फेवरेट लाइन्स ऑफ दिस सुपर फेवरेट सॉन्ग. ये था 1975 की फिल्म आंधी से. इसमें बोल थे गुलजार के, संगीत आर डी बर्मन का, आवाजें किशोरदा और लता ताई की, पर्दे पर फिल्माया गया था सुचित्रा सेन और संजीव कुमार पे. अब बातों का सिलसिला आगे बढ़ाते हैं.
सो नाउ व्हेन वी टॉक अबाउट आंधी पड़ा 75, not very far. I mean, from 79, 78, 79 onwards, we see a trio of beautifully independent women who want, you know, to go ahead in life and not. So, you know, you have three women, Shabana Azmi, that comes to my mind, Smita Patil, and finally you have, you know, a woman like Deepti Nawal. These three, you know, have perhaps very much, you know, gone ahead, and they have also perhaps portrayed the characters, women characters, very, very beautifully, because these women are, you know, very different. And if you see them, they're very strong, independent, yet very classy. You know, you have to talk about, I can talk, you know, I can easily categorize them as classy women of cinema, because these three define class in cinema. Because by the time we enter 80s, you know, 70, late 70s, 78, 79, as I'm saying, and then finally in 80s, you have beautiful films. So if I have to choose, you know, one film each of each actress, the first thing, you know, let us take Smita Patil for first.
Okay.
There's this beautiful film, Akrosh, which came out in the year 1980, which is written by Vijay Tendulkar. And if I'm not wrong, was directed by Govind Nihalani. You know?
What was that about? I think I'm mixing up Akrosh with someone. Mujhe bilkul yaad nahi aa rahi. What was that about, the movie?
So the movie was about this, you know, there's this, it's based on of corruption, sabora, it's a violence, and farmers are there, and there are, you know, a lot of Dalit people who have been, you know, victimized, they're oppressed, they violated against their human rights and everything. Unke landowners unko bahut tang kar rahe hote. He's a daily wager. So his wife is, you know, again raped by men of his village and big ye wo. So, you know, and Smita Patil is shown a very strong woman till she is perhaps, you know, but at the end of the day, she's forced to commit suicide, you know, out of shame and everything. So, yeah. So, aise karke, then, you know, then perhaps, you know, Om Puri takes over, and Om Puri is the husband who plays the husband and everything. And akrosh ka matlab cheek hoti hai, right? That anguish
right.
wala cheek.
Anguish, yes, yes, you're right.
So, finally, well, he's totally silent throughout the second half. Still, he's reminded of something, and he lastly shrieks out of anguish, saying, "This is not done. I'm done." Right? But usse pehle tak, jab tak Smita Patil ka, you know, character dikhaya hai, chahe wo aap, you know, shuru wala scene bataye, when she's introduced and she's, you know, she's of course a very rural woman. She's a peasantry woman. She's right. trying hard to, you know, get recognized in the society, getting recognized by those landowners. She's fighting, you know, kandhe pe kandha dal ke apne pati ke sath lad rahi hai for the rights and everything. And so I think Akrosh is again, you know, perhaps the entry. Usse pehle unhone Bhumika film ki thi, which is again a beautiful film by Shyam Benegal, where she's, you know,
right.
Acting as this beautiful, kya bolte hai unko, Marathi tamasha artist. And but with Akrosh, she's someone who's very rural, you know, she doesn't know where to go, totally subdued by, you know, perhaps the landowners and everything. But yet she comes out, she tries to fight out everything. That's about Akrosh. And on the other hand, you have, you know, Shabana Azmi, who has a role in Earth. Earth comes in 1982, it's a Mahesh Bhatt film. You know, if you see Earth is again, you know, a lot of speculations that it's, you know, based perhaps
pehle,
on.
Sorry, beech mein aapko tok rahi hu. Pehle Earth ka ek song chala de. Earth ke gaane bhi bahut acche the. So when we come back and we talk about more Earth mein jo Shabana Azmi ka character portray kiya gaya hai, uske baare mein. So let's hear the song and we'll be coming back after the song and talk to
you.
So
which
it.
Song are we here listening to?
I'll let you pick. You tell me which song you want to let our listeners to hear.
So I'm sure by the time the listeners are smiling and they're all, you know, sab muskura rahe honge. Tum puchhi lete hain, tum itna jo muskura rahe hain.
Arre bilkul, kya baat hai.
Kaafi sab ka likha hua behtareen gaana. Kaafi Azmi wrote this beautiful song.
Absolutely. Let's listen to it.
तुम इतना जो मुस्कुरा रहे हो तुम इतना जो मुस्कुरा रहे हो
I am in trance after this song. 1982 की फिल्म अर्थ से था ये गाना. टू मेस्ट्रोस टुगेदर, कैफी आजमी साहब के बोल थे और आवाज़ मखमली आवाज़ थी जगजीत सिंह जी की, और इसमें संगीत भी था जगजीत सिंह जी का. ओके, तो गाने पे जाने से पहले आनंदता, आप जिक्र कर रही थी शबाना आजमी की फिल्म अर्थ का, सो कैरी ऑन.
So there's a lot of speculation is based on, you know, perhaps Mahesh Bhatt's own life and his relationship with Parveen Babi and everything. And again, a must-watch film, not by me only. एक लिस्ट आई थी, उसमें 25 फिल्म्स का नाम लिया गया था, एंड अर्थ केम परहैप्स नंबर 4 और नंबर 5 इन द लिस्ट. आई थिंक यू नाउ नो इट्स जस्ट नॉट मी, अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल रिकमेंड अर्थ. एंड भट्ट साहब की जब मूवीज की बात करते हैं, अगेन भट्ट साहब हैज ब्यूटीफुल कलेक्शन ऑफ फिल्म्स व्हिच यू नो व्हिच हैव अ वेरी सेंट्रल वुमन कैरेक्टर, चाहे वो अर्थ हो या बाद में जाके उनकी बेटी पे बेस्ड हो, जख्म हो, या फिर यू नो देयर वाज अ फिल्म कॉल्ड डैडी,
पूजा भट्ट डैडी,
यस यस, देन देयर वाज फिर तेरी कहानी याद आई, और यू नो ये सारी मूवीज थी वेयर वुमेन वर वेरी सेंट्रल. But perhaps Earth stands out because it was the starting point, if I have to say. Because again, the fun part in Earth, Shabana is, Azmi is called Pooja. We have Pooja here as well. So, you know. Now the thing is, Pooja ka character, jo Shabana Azmi play karti hai, she's, you know, she's an orphan. She's shown to be an orphan. She doesn't have anyone in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And Inder wala jo character, which I think Raj Kiran played, you know. Right. Sorry, no.
No. Kulbhushan Kharbanda.
Kulbhushan Kharbanda. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Kulbhushan Kharbanda, please. It's Inder Malhotra, if I'm not wrong. He's called Inder or Indra.
Inder, yes. Yes.
So like she's married to Inder and she... Yes, she's married to Inder and then finally, you know, she's come brought to a different new apartment and everything. And finally, when she comes,
Smita is there too, like a mistress to Inder, right?
Absolutely. Kavita, the lady was called Kavita or something.
Mm-hmm, Kavita.
So she, they come and they find, yes, they come and finally, you know, there's a maid played by Rohini Hattangadi, who is also very important. Remember, you know, Rohini Hattangadi keeps telling her that, you know, mera marad mujhe ye karta hai, mera marad mujhe chhod ke chala gaya, you know, he has a mistress or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then Pooja suddenly finds herself in, so you know, into that same shoes. She is now cheated by her husband, you know. She's a very similar condition and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shown that Kulbhushan Kharbanda finally leaves her for, you know, Smita Patil or Kavita's character. And then she leaves the apartment and then goes to the, you know, women's hostel and everything. And then Raj Kiran comes as her, you know, perhaps as her, I would say more like a savior than a, you know, than a lover and everything. Because he helps her with, you know, figuring out things and everything. Because she has no background. She has no one to help her and everything.
Right.
Raj Kiran wala character help karta hai usko. Finally, they become good friends and everything. And at the same time, you see a show, you know, the Smita Patil's character has become restless. She's becoming insecure because perhaps Inder is too pining, you know, too much for Pooja and everything. And finally, Inder is, you know, sending, he ends up sending divorce papers to Pooja or something like that, right?
Yes.
And she's now a divorcee and everything. And then Raj falls in love with Pooja and then he says that I love you and whatever. And sab kuch Inder ko de chuki, I can't give you. Like, he pressures and pursues, but I think things don't work. And finally, you know, jo maid fir again, Rohini Hattangadi has a very, very, you know, pivotal role, as I'm saying, you know. Rohini Hattangadi again is shown killing her husband, spending all the money and everything. And finally, that maid's daughter is taken care of by Pooja. And a lot of things happen and finally, you know, Pooja meets Kavita and they finally say, you know, they're not interested in, she's not interested in Inder anymore. She doesn't want to come back to Inder anymore. So I think that fact that he has that say that I don't want to come back, you know, I chose my life. You cheated me. I was not the one who cheated on you. You cheated on me. And I have the option to walk out. I'll surely walk out. And she finally, you know, she walks out and everything. And she says, you know, she even refuses to marry Raj. And she says, sorry, that, you know, she wants to be independent and, you know, be the mother to the child. That perhaps that maid has left her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if she marries Raj and then she falls weak again.
Right.
She
say it again, perhaps, sorry. Your sound was cutting off. Say it again.
I said, you know, she said, Raj, I can't marry you because, you know, marrying you perhaps will weaken me.
True.
Because I now have a different kind of aim and ambition in life. I have to take care of that child. I have to be independent. That's my aim and ambition in life.
So that's together is strong.
I have found out a different earth to my life. Perhaps that's why, you know, it's called earth.
Yes.
That they're slowly describing the meanings of life for different women in the film. Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely.
So, Pooja, we just discussed, you know, all three women, and I just realized that we haven't heard this song from Smita Patel. Why don't we listen to this beautiful song from the film Bazaar? Lata ji ne bahut acha gaya hai, and it's picturized on another strong woman on cinema, Supriya Pathak, called Dikhai Diye Yun. And I, if I'm not wrong, it's written by Meer Taqi Meer. No, that celebrated poet, Urdu poet.
You are not wrong. It is written by Meer Taqi Meer. I just checked. So let's hear the song. Dikhai liye.
Dikhai liye yu ke be khud kiya.
Kya chun chun ke gaane bataye hain. Again, this one is super favorite song. 1982 ki film Bazaar se tha. Aur jaisa ki Anandita ne bataya tha, Meer Taqi Meer ke isme unki shayari se bol liye gaye the. Isme music tha Khayyam ka. Aur isko gaya tha Lata Mangeshkar ji ne. Isko filmaya gaya tha yun to Supriya Pathak par. Again, a behtareen adakara. Lekin is film, is gaane ko humne aapko sunwaya tha Smita Patel ki wajah se, because is movie mein Smita Patel ki acting again outstanding. So ab wapas Smita Patel se hum apne trio pe aa jaate hain.
So ab tak hum baat kar rahe the film Earth ki, starring Shabana Azmi, Kulbhushan Kharbanda, Smita Patel and Raj Kiran ji.
Mm-hmm.
With that we come to the third and the last to nahi bolungi. Perhaps we are looking for another, you know, three subsets of wonderful women on screen. But, right. Last but not the least.
The least.
So we have Deepthi Naval, who is my absolute favorite. I mean, out of these three, Deepthi Naval has been my all-time favorite. Log jab kehte na on-screen couple favorites, people name Raj Kapoor ji, Nargis.
Hmm.
I understand they're classic romantic couples. Or, you know, you have Dilip Kumar, Vaijayanti Mala. I again understand that classic, you know, romance. By the time we come to 90s, you have Shah Rukh, Kajol and everything. But the pair, if you ask me, my favorite on-screen romantic couple would always be Farooq Sheikh and Deepthi Naval. Always.
Absolutely. You know,
they have been relatable couples.
Yeah, very relatable couple.
You know, the challenges that the couple faces are more realistic than ever. You know, chahe wo saath saath movie ho, jahan pe they, you know, elope and get married, start set, you know, setting up their house alone. Ya Chashme Badur ki baat kare, you know, I mean there. Ya Katha movie thi Sai Paranjapi ki, uski baat kare, you know, their kind of films are what I pine for in, you know, their kind of relationship I pine for in real life. So if I have to choose one film for Deepthi Naval, itne der tak hum male, you know, male directed films ki baat kar rahe the ki Mehboob Khan ki film thi ye Gurudutt ne banayi. We always seeing women through, you know, men's eyes. With Deepthi Naval, we bring out women through women's eyes. I want to pick up Sai Paranjapi's film Chashme Badur.
Kya baat hai? Perfect.
Itne der se hum log sun rahe hain ki mard, you know, aurat ke bare mein kya sochta hai, usko kaise portray karta hai. But perhaps, you know, we have to look at a female directing another female, perhaps.
Absolutely.
And Chashme Badur se behtar kya ho sakta hai? Naam hi Chashme Badur hai, you know.
So what do you like specifically about that Chashme Badur Deepthi Naval's character?
So basically, if you see Farooq Sheikh, Rakesh Bedi and Ravi Vaswani, right?
Ji.
They are very good friends. And in real life also, they're very good friends. But so they are, you know, college students. They are, you know, the students of Delhi University, which is shown in the film. You know, so And they don't go home during summer vacations, and they are in their PG and everything. And then Neha, the character, she comes as a sales girl, you know, to them and tries to sell her detergent, Chamco detergent, you know, and she tries to sell them that. And basically she comes and uske baad se unka naam Miss Chamco. And if you see those three characters, you know, Sid, Omi and Jomo, they're called that, right?
Right.
Jay and Omkar and Siddharth, right? Sid, Omi and Jomo. They are, you know, they are roaming around in streets, bikes mein ghoom rahe hain, ladkiyan taar rahe hain, cheer rahe hain. Pata nahi kya ho raha hai. They're typically, you know, typical college going guys.
Absolutely.
And then Neha comes and they're not prepared for a woman like, you know, perhaps Neha. Because Neha is independent. She's working as a sales girl and everything. But Tino smoke karte hain, right? The only thing common among the three, you know, is like they. And then when, you know, Sid meets Neha, Neha thinks ki ye dono bhi in dono ki tarah lafange type honge. And, you know, she doesn't like Parukshit's character initially. And finally they meet, they become friends. And finally, you know, Parukshit's character is shown very, you know, protective towards Neha perhaps, you know. Wo baad mein ja ke bahut zyada wo hota hai. But usme again dikhaya hai ki, you know, since they start dating and Sid has started, you know, losing on studies, padhai mein man nahi lagta, kaam mein man nahi lagta, and you know, finally he's, you know, almost towards on the verge of committing suicide and everything. Lekin dono alag ho jate hain, pata nahi kya hota hai. And finally jaake, I think, you know, the friends realize that this guy perhaps can't live without this woman. But this woman, at the end of the day, she's independent. She doesn't want ki, you know, Farooq Sheikh ka character unko rule kare ya, you know, dominate kare. Because she's been working. She's working, whatever. Even if she's working as a saleswoman, she's a working lady. So she takes a call and she finally says, okay, fine, I, you know, I'm the one who is trying, you know. So the woman is trying to be the one protector right now. Jo pehle dikhaya jo Sid karta tha Neha ke liye, wo character reverse ho jata hai. Neha comes as a savior to Sid's life when he's, once he starts, you know, losing interest in life in general. So that's how perhaps Dipti Dhawan's character is very, very important. And, you know, there are scenes where she's, you know, wo gaana seekh rahi hai. And Yashodas and I think it's Hoimanti Shukla who sang that beautiful song, Kahan Se Aaye Badra.
Kahan Se Aaye Badra. से आए बदरा 1981 की फिल्म चश्मे बदूर बोल लिखे थे इंदु जैन ने, संगीत था राज कमल का और आवाजें थी हेमंती शुक्ला के साथ यशुदास जी की, पर्दे पर दीप्ति नवल के साथ विनोद नागपाल एज हर म्यूजिक टीचर। तो अब बातों का सिलसिला आगे बढ़ाते हैं।
यू नो महेश मांजरेकर मेड दिस ब्यूटीफुल फिल्म कॉल्ड अस्तित्व स्टारिंग तबू, स्टारिंग सचिन खेडेकर एंड आई थिंक नम्रता शिरोडकर प्लेज द डॉटर इन लॉ। So this comes in 2000, so this is, you know, 22 years back, but this Tabu plays a housewife, you know, jiska pati bahut busy rehta hai and he doesn't give her much time and everything, and she wants to live her own life, and she finally starts learning music, where she meets Manish Bell's character, who's her music teacher, you know. मल्हार कामत
मल्हार
हिज नेम यप एंड मल्हार के साथ शी फॉल्स इन लव एंड यू नो शी थिंक्स दैट मल्हार विल हेल्प हर सेट फ्री बिकॉज़ वो इतना बंधन में बच चुकी है सचिन केदेकर इज सो बिजी एंड so I think Sachin's character is called Srikant or something. Srikant Pandit.
Srikant, yes, Srikant.
So, Aditi falls in love with you know Malhar, and finally you know they even Aditi falls pregnant, but she has to you know she doesn't know what to do. So what she does is she goes out with her husband on a trip because the husband also realizes ki usko zyada time nahi de raha or whatever. So wo bahar trip pe jaate hain. So then once they back from the trip, then Aditi informs him. I'm pregnant, you know, and everything. So Malhar, Srikant doesn't realize, and the baby is born, he grows up, and it's good, you know, it's past good 25, 26 years, and the guy is now getting married to this young lady played by, you know, Namrata Shirodkar, who is again shown to be a beautiful Revati, you know, she's called mm-hmm. Revati. Suddenly, you know, Malhar Kamath passes away, and he leaves her all the money and all the. So once that letter comes, then Srikant, you know, realizes ki, yeah, iska aur koi wo nahi tha kya, matlab, you know, heir or whatever. Why right. is he sending so much money or leaving everything to Aditi
to my
and,
son,
her,
yeah.
and son, perhaps, you know. and then finally, you know, he back reads a lot of diaries and tries to figure out ki mera beta to 7 mahine mein paida ho gaya or whatever that, you know. And figures out that this is Malhar's son. And so, ye jo chaos wagera chal raha hai, and Srikant comes and you know blasts at Aditi ki ye tumne kya kiya, ye wo blah blah, you know, tumhara ki tumko kisne hak diya kisi aur ke sath affair karne ke liye na? And beta bhi aake kehta hai, tumhe ye hi nahi bataya mera baap kaun hai and all that. The beta also starts, you know, perhaps you know, shouting at her. His mother and everything.
I think the whole thing with Malhar episode happened because Tabu was feeling very alone and unloved, and it was the loneliness which led her to Malhar, her husband not being there.
And in this chaos enters Namrata Shirodkar, hears everything, and Namrata Shirodkar goes to the son. And you know, ke tumhara behavior dekhe mujhe nahi lagta ki even I can you know stay with you because he's such a male chauvinist. She says that on his face. Ki tum apni maa ka saath nahi de rahe ho. Tumhari maa ne tumhara parvarish kiya. Aaj tak tumhe kisi cheez ki kami nahi hone di. And usi maa ko tum itna dosh de rahe ho ki kya bajjalan and whatever you are saying to her. You know, this is not right. I can't marry a person like that. And then she takes Aditi with her to her own house, you know. Aao mere saath mere ghar pe rehna, and you know, you start living and you start working and everything. You write so well, why don't you start having your own life now? So the both, and finally it's shown that Aniket and you know Revati, they also call off their wedding, and Revati walks out of the wedding, you know, and not the wedding perhaps, but the
mm-hmm. right.
engagement.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
And she says, sorry, I can't marry you. And even Aditi walks out with Revati and she starts living her own independent life. And ye pura jo movie chal raha tha na, Pooja, to be honest, I thought this was life happening right there. Because this was so relatable. Kisi bhi, you know,
right.
kisi bhi woman ko agar accused kiya gaya for an intra-marriageable affair ke liye ya fir jo bhi hai ki extramarital affairs ya iske liye to you know that woman is really really vulnerable
right
and that vulnerability agar ek woman dusre woman ka sahara nahi degi again going back to mother india you know when she says ki main ek aurat hu And I have to take care of another woman. I think it comes to a full circle with us.
Right.
Ki, with I'm a woman, you know. You can't question my womanhood. Meri astitva hai wo. You know. That's my foundation. That's my astitva. You can't do that. You can't mess with my astitva. As a woman.
Wonderful perception you shared, Anandita, about film... अस्तित्व
तो कौन सा गाना प्ले कर रहे हैं हम इस फिल्म से
मैं थी, मैं हूँ, मैं रहूंगी।
ना कटूंगी, ना जलूंगी, ना मिटूंगी, ना मरूंगी, ना कटूंगी।